And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. How do we become empathetic? Is empathy something we learn when we are little? Can we ever really teach it? Many times it seems that only when we experience something do we then have the ability to understand when someone else is experiencing a similar trauma. Dr. Susan Huang, who's a fellow of ophthalmology, wrote us an essay about her experience with empathy. I would like to read an excerpt from it. It's called Prime of Life Redefined. In the summer of 2010, I was at the prime of my life. I graduated from medical school, got married to my longtime love, and started my medical internship on my way to becoming an ophthalmologist. I was young, carefree, and had been healthy all of my life. One sunny afternoon, driving home from work, my hand somehow brushed up against my neck, and I discovered a large, firm, non-tender lymph node. I had been asymptomatic otherwise. 2 months into my internship, I was unexpectedly diagnosed with stage 4 nasopharyngeal carcinoma. My whole life and plan that I had laid out before me were turned upside down. The ENT doc broke the news to me after my biopsy returned. My first response was tears. My second response, what about my internship? The 4 months of chemo radiation was immensely grueling. I was admitted to the hospital for neutropenic fever twice, was in and out of the ER during Christmas and New Year's. A feeding tube was placed due to my inability to swallow. My only means of communication with others was through hand gestures and typing on a keyboard. I became so sick, fatigued, and tired for months, all I could do was lie in bed with barely enough strength to stand. As my physical strength dwindled, my mental strength followed. From a physician's and patient's standpoint, there was no doubt about the importance of science, with the type of chemo and dosage used and the exact mapping of the radiation to best obliterate the cancer. As a patient, though, I realized it was rather the humanities that played a larger role. We patients spend a few hours a day getting treatment, but we spend the remainder of the day and the night enduring side effects and sorting out emotions. I found comfort in the compassion of the nurses that I interacted with on a daily basis. I found strength in the support that I unexpectedly received from strangers, other cancer survivors who had become friends and mentors. In medical school, the main teaching points about diet and exercise were that they have an effect on diabetes and cardiac disease. As a patient, I realized that lifestyle played a role in more realms than just those two diseases. I became more mindful in de-stressing and eating more nutrient-dense food, which gave me a sense of control with my cancer. After my treatment ended, I had a slow recovery. It took another 5 months to return to my baseline in weight, strength, and energy level. By the time I fully recovered, it was time for me to restart my internship in July with a new class. Come wintertime, I had arrived at the halfway mark of completing internship. Aside from my short hairdo, subtle skin hyperpigmentation, and water bottle that I kept in my white coat at all times due to my dry mouth, no one could guess the taxing experience that I had undergone. As a physician, I can unreservedly empathize and provide patients with needed emotional strength. I am cognizant now of the human component of medicine. Being entrenched in academic institutions, we converse with other colleagues at times about rare zebra cases that we come across and how interesting they are. I now remember to be humble before what I see and realize how real the diseases are to the patients. I have come to realize, too, that it is impossible to ever return to my previous normal life, but rather adapt to my new normal now. The uncertainty of the future or possible recurrence could never fully vanish from the back of any cancer survivor's mind. Every day is relished. I have learned life is fleeting. With these notions, in addition to recommencing my career and being surrounded by loving family, I am once again at the prime of my life.